Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. This is Cassandra Ms. Sunshine McGee, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? I'd like to thank each of you for joining us for Sunday's segment, Inspirational Insights. If you want more information about me, Cassandra Sunshine McGee, please visit my website at www.mypowerforliving.com. Today's topic is quality time. Time is a valuable resource. How are you spending yours? Have you ever wondered why things move slowly for you? Does it seem that everyone else is moving ahead and you're moving backwards? Well, can I pose a question to each of us tonight? When was the last time you spent quality time with God? Of all the relationships we have, of all the relationships we value or we say are important, where is God on our list? If you think about the amount of time that we spend on a daily basis doing different tasks, the amount of time that we spend reflects what we value. So what you spend your time doing reflects what you really value. In fact, if we think about how much quality time that we spend, whether it's while watching TV or whether it's with our family, of all the relationships that we say are important, where is God on our list of importance? And I'm not talking about time going to church, which is important, or time perhaps going to choir rehearsal or meetings or even to prayer meetings. All those are important things that we do to invest in that relationship with God. But what I'm talking about is the quality alone, one-on-one time with God, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through reading your Bible, whether it's through meditation or talking with God. That's the quality time that I'm talking about spending with God, our Creator, our daddy, our friend, our provider, the source of our life. God desires intimacy with us. And just like any good or healthy relationship that we have, an investment of our time and attention is needed, even in our relationship with God. If you think about a quality relationship that you have, or think about that special someone in your life, whether it's your child or your parent or whether it's your mate or whether it's a friend, quality time is so important in building that intimacy and that strong bond and that connection. So let's think about a moment that we're going to spend quality time with that person that we love, that special someone. You don't want to do anything special. You just want to spend a little what I call QT, a little quality time with that person. And you don't want any interruptions. So you may turn the TV off, and you don't answer your phone. And in fact, you may even turn the ringer on your phone off, just so that person will know that they have your undivided attention. It's just me and you tonight. It's just me and you for that moment. I want to be able to talk with you. I want to be able to share with you. Nothing else is as important as you are to me at that moment. It's just about the two of you. This is the type of relationship and time that God also desires. He wants that intimate personal one-on-one with us. God loves us. If you read Jeremiah 31 and 3, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. If you think about something that's everlasting, that means that it has no beginning and it has no end. And that's the love that God has for us. So he desires time with us. He desires to be first in our life. He desires to know that he is important to us. And just like any other love relationship that we have, when you love someone, they run through your mind. They're on your mind. You do different things to make them know that they are important to you. And guess what? Because God loves us, we're on his mind. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. That did something awesome to me when I thought about God, the very creator of this universe, has me, Cassandra, on his mind. So think about that, that God is thinking about you throughout your day, someone that loves you, has you on their mind. And the thoughts that he thinks are that I want great things for your life. I want you to be blessed. I want you to prosper. I want everything that your hand touches to work. I want great things for you. The plans that I have for your life are so awesome. He wants to spend that quality time with you in order to make sure that you know what those plans are. God asked me a question the other day, and he says, are you there yet? He says, are you there in a place where I speak and you listen? Are you there in a place where I unfold and you embrace? Are you there where I reveal and you accept? What will it take for you to arrive? How long will your journey be? I'm always speaking through my word, through my people, through my spirit, and through my love. Are you listening? Are you there yet? So I will pose that same question to you. Are you there yet where you're spending the time that it takes in order to hear the plans that God has for you? He wants great things for your life. It's just about us getting into a space and a time where we quiet all the noise around us, and we quiet all the different thoughts and desires and feelings that we have ourselves, that we let all of that go, and we get silent before him. We get in his presence, and we read his word, and we spend time just listening. Prayer is a two-way conversation. It means I speak to God, and in turn, I quiet myself so I can hear him speak to me. In James 4 and 8, it says that God wants to be close to us. He said, if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. So in doing different things to make sure, God, I honor you. God, I view you as important. That's why I'm taking time out of my 24-hour day to let you know that I'm thinking about you also. So a closing thought is, time is a valuable resource. So once you spend it, you can't get it back. So please think about spending a little quality time with God. Invest your time wisely. If you want to contact me, Cassandra Ms. Sunshine McGee, please visit my website at www.mypowerforliving.com. That's www.mypower4living.com. You are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone, and good night.
Talk Radio.